What's up, everyone? I hope you're having a beautiful day today, and welcome to the Nani No Anime Podcast. I am today's host, Boom Sentai. Joining me are these lovely gentlemen, Ruff.
Hey.
I know, Boom's taking over for the day.
Yeah, I'm taking over. It's mine. I own this now. It's mine.
Yeah, we thought it would be more fun to like break it up and just be like, hey, you know, maybe every, you know, we'll just switch around who's hosting. I don't know what we're talking about. Boom,
get those different flavors, today's podcast. Man. Yeah. New flavor, salty. Also, yep. Cioni, if you don't know how to spell his name, just look down below. We're going to put all the links for all of our other stuff there, too. And, of course, the shaved beauty, the wild stallion, the baby boy, Sir H-Man.
Yeah, for our audio listeners, come check out the video for getting us to, funny enough, it was 850 Patreon subs is the goal that H-Man would shave off his beard, and we're currently at 913, so thank you all so much for the support. Like,
thank
seriously.
You guys.
At 950, he'll shave his head.
He's like, I didn't say that. You gotta. I mean, I actually wonder what you would look like if you had the full beard, but no head.
You would be so no fast. Hair.
I'm not giving up on the pompadour.
You know what, he already has long hair. Let's say 950 pompadour, like, yeah. Full Josuke.
Yeah, we learned that H-Man is not a fan of Josuke,
and it's not because of Josuke himself, it's because of his hair. H-Man just judges characters on their hair.
Yeah, I like, figured out why he doesn't like Polnareff either.
These are all lies, because I like Josuke. I just don't like
Polnareff to die.
We'll go ahead and get into this. Yes, tell us why you don't like Polnareff.
So no, I'm not talking about Polnareff. I don't like Polnareff. I'm saying Josuke, though. I like him. I just hate his hair, but I like him.
I love Josuke's grill marks in his pompadour. Like, I love when they do that in anime or whatever. Like, Takamura in Ippo has, like, it almost looks like little frills, like, in his pompadour as well. So, like, I know it's supposed to be, like, hair hanging down, but it literally looks like a duvet cover. So it's... But no, I want to know. I'm hosting this, and so I can steer this ship where I want. I want to. I want your. Why do you not like Polnareff, the true hero of part three?
I just
licked his butt for sacrifice.
Licked his butt, like,
yeah, like just up in there.
Probably the taint too.
Yeah, live fast, eat ass, 2022.
I just don't like him, man. Like, I mean, I will say I don't like his hair, but I just don't like his character. I don't like the being dumb for the point of being funny. I just dislike it.
He's not. What if he's just dumb? Just dumb? And it's just funny because he's dumb. Dude. He's not being
dumb. I dislike that, too.
Like, he's not doing it for the lulz, bro. He's just an idiot. Like, that doesn't mean you have to dislike him. What, do you got a problem with dumb people?
I meant story-wise. Like, he made him dumb.
You start a war with the special ed? Is that what you're doing?
No, I just...
How dare you?
Wow.
How dare you?
Laughs at dogs dying, and now...
I did...
Attacking. What an ableist.
I know. By the way, shout out to our Patreon producers, because I forgot to send the stuff to Boom for the hosting part. Brock and Captain AC56. Thank you so much for
y'all
being our
legends.
Patreon producers. You guys are amazing. Thank you.
You're beautiful people, and we appreciate it.
Yeah. So, I also have a 5-star review for you, depending on when you want
it. Yeah.
You want it? You want it now?
Let's knock it out.
Rated 5 stars on iTunes. You could also rate us 5 stars on Spotify. So go check it out and check out the new podcast, One Piece Manga Bros. But Spanky Maru. Longtime listener, first time caller. Great group of fellas with diverse traits. You got Rough Daddy, who I think about every time I buy chips. Fuck yourself.
Cioni, I thought that was going to go a weird place. I'm really glad it ended with chips.
They saved out Cioni's name, Cioni, who humbles me every time I see my nips in the mirror. H-Man, who makes me feel like if he could make it on the podcast, then we all have a chance.
Who's
like the most down to earth and chill? Love the podcast of the boys. 10 out of 10. Would wreck them again. Wait, what?
So we're treating
like H man. Like
him. P.S. This is Spanky Maru on my little brother's crapple iPhone.
He's gonna come back. It was my cousin who said all that.
Disliked all of that.
I loved it. I've said it before. H-Man is not the content creator of the group. H-Man is the friend, anime fan. H-Man is YouTube comments personified in the video.
And that's what I appreciate about him, right?
Saying it's an insult. Yo, chill. Yeah, okay.
I hate
it's,
it
hey, we need someone to reel us back in, right?
It's true. It's true. That's true.
Being content creators, we kind of do go down the rabbit hole a lot.
Was I mentioned I was too busy laughing at the H-Man thing?
Yeah, you were. Okay. He said that you were the most chill and down to earth dude, and that they would wreck him again.
Oh, well, that's nice. But the H-Man comment very reminds me.
Was about the podcast, but who knows?
Yeah, the H-Man comment reminds me of the George Carlin joke where it's like, you know, the cool thing about America is anybody can become president, and the bad thing about America is anybody can become president. Yeah. So, but this is an anime podcast, and we don't have time for these kinds of shenanigans, right? So. I just want to, this is, since once again, I'm steering this ship. A little bit of news I'm excited for. Hands up, who's seen Trigun for our audio listeners? One.
Me.
You've seen episode one? It will count, yes. It, right? So, all right, 3 out of 4 have at least experienced 20 minutes of Trigun. We are getting new Trigun, and it's going to be called Trigun Stampede. Now, it's done by Studio Orange, who does Beastars. Ooh. Who here has seen Beastars?
I have not, but I want to see it. So okay, you know the opening looks different than the anime. I saw the opening and planned to watch it that night. Found out that it looked different. It shattered my reality, and I refused to watch
it. Did you think it was going to be like the little fuzzball characters? Like
yeah, and I was really hoping it. Yeah, I was really. I'm a big like stop motion like.
Oh fan, yeah, same.
And that's what I thought it was, and I got real hyped, and then was thoroughly disappointed
when it turned into like. Quality animation. I got disappointed.
It's a really good looking show too. Yeah, which is kind of real quick,
before we go back to Trigun, Pui Molcar is a stop motion Japanese thing. We should watch. They're really short. They're like couple minute episodes. We should watch an episode.
What was it called?
Just don't worry. Just don't. Don't look it up. Not look it up. Wait. Go in blind. Do not search anything.
In that vein, quickly, also check out Thunderbolt Fantasy. They are not 4 minutes at a time. They are full 22 minute. Like, I don't know if it's like Chinese. I think it might be a Taiwanese show.
Okay.
Check it. Like, dude, the puppets and the CGI in that show is absolutely insane. Anywho, for those that don't know, Trigun is done by the same guy who did Blood Blockade Battlefront, so if you're more familiar with that, it's kind of the same humor-ish. But it is a space western, which is actually the first anime I ever watched, so it's got that special place in my heart. It's still top 5 for me. But yeah, Studio Orange is doing it, but it's going to be a 3D CG anime. Does that immediately kind of
Ghost in the Shell then?
Yeah, I think so.
Like animated in that style of how Netflix redid Ghost in the Shell.
I'm thinking
the 3D style.
I know what you're talking about because I think I've reacted to the first episode of that.
I don't know.
Because everybody was excited. 3D, but
3D
then
is always a red flag for me. But because
it's like, I mean, it's one of those things, right? It's kind of like the live action issue. Like, it's not that live action is necessarily an issue. It's not that 3D animation is necessarily an issue. It's just we haven't had a good one. You know, you don't have a lineage of being like, oh, like, you know, there's a lot of proof that this works. And it's like, it can work, but I feel like usually when anime goes the 3D whatever route, it's not because they're wanting to for a stylistic choice. Generally, I feel like they're doing it because they're like, hey, we don't have a big budget. We're trying to save money. We're trying to cut corners, right? Where if I feel like they did it for like a stylistic choice, it's different. You know, you see it with a lot of video games. Like Zelda, right?
Right.
Breath of the Wild is not really a graphically intense or insane game, right?
Or anything,
but it has such a unique art style that it stands out. Persona 5 Golden is another good example of that. Or Persona 5 Golden. Persona 5 Royal is like that, where I feel like it's not super realistic graphics, but you could pick up Persona 5 in probably 10 years from now.
It's still going to look amazing.
Happy with it because of the stylistic 100%. Choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like when that get like the color palette and the way they shade it and everything like that, it makes all the difference. Because Trigun, I'm one of the also in that same vein. I've started watching Cowboy Bebop on y'all's suggestion.
Yeah,
so I'm like 3 episodes in.
Yes.
And I thought the news was apropos. Trigun's one of those, and I think it was AV Club I was reading because I was trying to find out as much information as I could. And they made a good point. Like Trigun, there's like everyone's pretty happy with the run it had. It was 26 episodes. The story was told, like, you know, what needed to be told. And you know, there wasn't necessarily a lot left on the table. Even got like a movie later on, The Badlands. I don't even know if you guys have heard of that one.
I've never even heard of that one.
Yeah,
I've never watched the movie.
So it's not like it needed it. right? The show still looks pretty good. The music is still fantastic, like still top tier in my opinion. And so I'm really curious, is this going to be like what they did with Call of Duty? Like, I hate to bring it back to video games again, but like, you know, like, let's give the new kids the boots on the ground experience as opposed to jetpacks and everything like that. Like, is this trying to bring in like a new generation of anime fans and trying to make it, with it being 3D, trying to make it like pop, I guess, because they don't want it to look gritty like the old one.
So it's hard to say, right? Like, depending on who's working on it. But like, for me, I think it's definitely about, can we use this old popular series and get a new generation checking it out, right? As anime YouTubers, we've seen old anime does not get traction anymore. Not in the ways that they used to, at least, right? Yeah, yes, everybody praises Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Yes, everybody praises Death Note. But nobody is fucking gives a shit to watch videos or discussions or talk about these series because they came out so long ago. You know, and of course, when I say nobody, I'm being facetious. I know there's some people, but
well, I mean, it's like anything, right? Like, it's a fall in return on investment in the sense of like people willing to talk about it. Somebody made a good point on Twitter where it's like, y'all hype up Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I'm currently watching it. I'm currently loving it. Like episode 25 right now. But no one talks about it. Like, there's not memes on Twitter. There aren't, you know. Like, it doesn't have like a huge social media presence like a Naruto or a One Piece or anything like that. And before I know that those two are part of the big three, I'm just saying older anime, at a certain point, unless like the longevity just disappears.
Yeah, so I mean, even Naruto, you know, Boruto's around, which is why it's still a thingy. What were you saying?
Do you think it's an issue of the anime itself not aging well? Like, the animation that it's created in did not age well.
Not with Full Metal Brotherhood,
but like,
I still think it looks okay. Like, you know, it's weird. I had this conversation. I was explaining to my mom about like ages of anime, where it's like, you know, I don't want to say like once like a style is set in, everybody copies it, but it definitely feels like that, right? Like,
it does.
You can tell like a 2010 to 2015 anime, and still on, like, you know, and so like you can tell, like, you can tell Cowboy Bebop and Trigun and all those things are from the 90s. They have like that like weird kind of grit filter on top. Yeah, you know, it feels dirtier, but in a good way.
I mean, so yeah, if JoJo's came out in the 90s, it would look completely different.
Yeah, I mean, well, older anime just had sharper lines as well. Like,
yeah,
like the lines are definitely smoother, more rounded lines now compared to like Trigun or Cowboy Bebop, where things are a lot more sharp. Right?
Yeah, probably.
So because I'm just trying to figure out the reason why they would decide for Trigun to go to with a 3D rather than like a new remastered kind of style where they apply new aesthetics to.
Well, that's already the question, right? Is that what they're doing? Because do we have any information outside of the fact that, hey, they're making a CGI, like, Trigun?
It's like I said, Studio Orange, who did Beastars, they said all new staff and cast. So like, I mean, like, it's ground up different. Like, there is nothing returning.
Beastars isn't CGI, right?
No, it's animated.
Okay, so yeah, so
it can be a beautiful show, right? Like, I know some of you, I talk trash about it, all right? It's not as weird as you want to make it out to be. Which is weird for anime fans to make things like it's too weird for you. What?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Like, what is your issue? Yeah, like, but no. So also, like, while you're looking that up, it's premiering on Crunchyroll in 2023. So I mean, they have time, right? Like, it doesn't seem like it's necessarily got to be a rush. Or
yeah. I mean, there's a lot of positives, right? Like, Beastars is pretty beloved. Although I don't know if Beastars is beloved because of the story or if it's because of the animation, but. I mean, you know, I haven't heard any bad things about the animation. So, I mean, all right, you know, good studio.
It's clean.
Crunchyroll, like, you know, producing it, that's a solid. Crunchyroll usually, like, they have misses, but not often, I feel like. Like, it's not like Netflix is getting this and it's like, oh, you know, like, hey,
track record,
like, how's that going to look? You know what I mean?
And I feel like, to an extent, it's a beloved series. I don't feel like they're going to miss. Like, there's always that worry, especially the whole CG thing. But... like, I feel like this is those series that they can't miss because this will hurt any chance of any older anime actually getting that opportunity to like be remade.
And that's, And that's the weird thing about it, right? Like, it makes me wonder if this is some CEO shit. Hey, Trigon was popular back in the day. We want to try remaking an anime, but we're not giving a high budget because it's a remake, so you have to do CGI, which is a weird and like, oh, of course, we don't know, right? Yeah, like, we don't know if that's the case, but that wouldn't surprise me if that's the case. And it's one of those things where it's dumb, right? Because it's like, well, if it flops because it looks like shit and people are mad that it's CGI, because at this point, and we know this, we know how anime fans are.
Well, there's already the negative connotation seeing it's CGI. Yeah.
Large chunk of the fan base already has written this remake off.
Yep. I saw a few people on Twitter that like Trigon that's already like, I don't know.
I mean, look at the One Piece live action, right? Everything looks incredible. The signs look fucking incredible. The actors have been incredible. Oda's super involved with it. The showrunner is such a One Piece fan to the point where he said that like the story of One Piece saved his life. Like all of these things, like this is being literally no bad signs about the live action at all. But a massive chunk of people are already writing it off because it's a live action, and that's going to happen with Trigon.
My commentary on the live action stuff, and I was like, yo, I'm going to reserve judgment until it comes out, right? Because like the sets look amazing, the characters look cool, or the actors that are playing the characters look cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, oh my God, One Piece fans go to One Piece fans sometimes. Yeah. But no, so I mean, like, you guys, so H-Man, what would you watch first? Would you watch this CGI or would you watch the old one first? Even if you don't have any interest, I'm saying gun to your head, like, what would you actually want to try first?
Well, like, I've already seen the original Trigon.
You didn't raise your hand.
Yeah, you didn't raise your hand earlier. Yeah.
I was doing timestamp stuff, guys.
Oh my goodness.
He did.
Bro,
he does.
You could have just hit me with the boop and like
But I mean, honestly, I don't know. Like,
I think his brain cells were in the beard.
Yeah.
I don't think any new watchers would go back to original Trigon though. Like, I feel like if you haven't seen it yet, you're just gonna wait for it to come out, and then when everyone tells you, oh, go watch the original, they'll probably go watch the original one even if they did like the new one.
I don't think that's the case. I mean, from what we've seen about various different remakes,
happens, right?
Right, like for example, they just made a Shaman King remake, right? Mm-hmm. I still have an interest in watching the Shaman King remake. I'm not going back and watching the original. Hunter x Hunter, Why would I go back and watch the original?
Yeah.
You know, JoJo's part 3 had an original version in the 90s. It's fucking, why would I go back and watch that? I mean, even scrolling through, like, I'm looking at this, like, Dororo, it was remade. And I'm telling you right now.
Oh, was that a remake?
I look at this image.
I didn't know that.
And it's here. I'm going to put the link real quick in so you guys can get an idea. I don't know if H-Man wants to pull it up, but just I'm going to put it in NNA General here. Just so you guys have a general idea, like, click it and scroll down to number 5, which is Dororo. And I didn't know that was a remake, but holy shit, looking at these, I definitely am not going to be watching the original. I'll tell you that much. Apparently, Fruits Basket was remade.
You versus the guy she says not to worry about.
Yeah, it's like, and you know, we've talked about it with Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Like, why would you watch Full Metal Alchemist when Brotherhood exists? There's no reason to. Unless you're like an insanely massive Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood stan and you like really just want to compare the two, like, there's no reason. Like, I'm never going to recommend any of the anime on that list over the remake. Like, no, watch the remake. It's better. Like, because it's not like with video games where Final Fantasy VII Remake exists, which I love, by the way. And it's like, oh, they changed the gameplay entirely. So like, hey, you might not like this because you're a turn-based person. This is a fucking anime, right? It's the same shit. It just looks nicer.
Yeah, I didn't know the Dororo one was like that.
That's what I was saying is I don't think anyone is going to go watch the old one first unless like, it does so bad that everyone's like, no, go watch.
That's what my worry was. Like, I like, as someone who, you know, to me, it's beloved, right? I don't want it to be so bad where I'm having to direct people to the old one to be like, no, like, this is actually like worthy of being like, good.
I think it'll be good. I see what's weird is I wouldn't do that. Like, so for example, out of everything I've seen, if a remake came out and a remake was really bad and somebody was like, no, just trust me, you got to go back and watch the original.
Right.
If the remake was bad, more than likely my mind's not going to go to, okay, maybe let me check out the original.
Give it a fair shot.
My mind is going to immediately go to, okay, this person's clearly blinded by nostalgia. I'm good. You know, Like, oh, the old one's better. Oh, shocker. Like, I haven't heard that before. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, so I
hope not, because I've heard nothing but good things about Trigun. But I agree. When I watched that first episode, it felt dated. Like, it did, you know?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like, and, yeah, I mean, even
we're watching Bleach right now, right? And like, Bleach is dated. I was thinking about it today when we were watching the Bleach episodes. I was like, damn, I kind of wish they would just remake Bleach. Like, just cut out all the filler and remake it and make it super fucking beautiful and HD. And
I mean, what was it? When I was given the thumbnails to Stratos, he basically said that he's like, hey, is there anybody got better quality on this? Like, this is like 480p. Nah, man. And like, no, dude, that's the best quality you can get.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the same when we were watching Naruto. Like, it's 480p on a weird cut. Mm-hmm. Style look like they could remake it, but they just
I mean that's
to.
The thing, right? Like there's ways to do it. I think One Piece does it really well. They take a lot of arcs and they'll turn them into movies, and of course they're omega fast-paced versions, and there's some moments that they remove. Like I believe the Arlong Park like remake movie, like I think they cut the walk, and it's like dumb weird decisions, and it's like that's a little weird, but at the same time, it's like, well, the walk wasn't in the
they're like
anyways.
Fighting on the beach with Sadako or whatever, and it's like
it's one of those things where no matter what, a remake will never be one-to-one, but I feel like it can be done well. It's just a matter of how well. And I mean, choosing a full CGI, like, that's a bad sign. I mean, it might blow up in our face.
Hopeful.
You know, like at the end of the day, they might come out and it might look fucking great. There is good CGI, right? Like at the end of the day, CGI is not a problem. It's anime studios using really cheap and quickly thrown together CGI because they need to cut corners.
It really
and
depends
save money.
On what, like, the assets just look like in the end and how they're going to move. Yeah, so, exactly. All right, we'll go ahead and move on from that. I really wanted to talk Trigun.
I fuck with it. I'm excited. Dude, you got me hyped on it because I've never seen it. So now I'm like,
it's a good show.
I will say, if you're going to like watch an episode, just skip to Hard Puncher. If you really just want to see what Trigun is down the line, just skip to like, I think it's like episode 5 or 6. Okay. Anywho. All right. So, any of you guys watch My Hero season 5?
So, I dropped My Hero during season 5.
I watched the first 2 episodes.
Okay.
So, how did you feel about it overall? Are you excited? The reason I ask, we did get the season 6 trailer kind of high.
I didn't know that.
Optimistic, but I'm staying calm, right? Because, the manga actually goes the F in.
Yeah, I've heard.
And it's actually pretty sick. So all that stuff, I don't know if that's actually going to be in season 6. I don't want to spoil anything, so obviously I'm not going to go into the details about it. So are you excited then, H-Man? Like, is this something you're looking
forward to? See, I'm the odd man out because I liked season 5 quite a bit. Like, I liked the class fights that they started off with. I enjoyed the entire setup of the villain stuff they did. I don't want to say too much because roughly
didn't
watch it yet.
It was like slow.
I didn't mind
that
was
season 4 for me.
Like, see, I genuinely didn't mind that it was slow. Like, I liked the entire setup. Like, it really worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there hasn't been a point where I wasn't looking forward to season 6.
Fair. I mean, that's the weird thing, right? Like, I dropped My Hero during season 5, and I'm still excited. Like, I still plan on going back to it. I have because I haven't had time. I'm not going to react to it because I just don't want to. But I love My Hero, man. My Hero got me back into anime, and I've talked about it before. Like, I legitimately believe, like, I know a lot of people want to argue with me, and then they go back to like SAO or some shit in the early 2000s, which I think is just dumb argument. But I stand by that. My Hero, I think when it came out, and was it 2015 or 2016 or whatever, My Hero, I feel like, was the first series to go mainstream in the US in the way that DBZ did. I have to this day, now it's starting to change. Now anime has become more popular, where no matter what anime stuff I wear, especially like One Piece and things, I usually get comments when I'm out. That was not the norm. DBZ ruled the fucking United States. Like, yes, Naruto was popular over here. Nobody's going to discredit that. But Naruto did not hold a fucking candle to DBZ in terms of mainstream popularity. And I feel like when My Hero came out, My Hero did that. You know, 2015, it was a thing. If I was wearing a My Hero shirt, I'm getting stopped everywhere. I go into Walmart at fucking 1 a.m. and the receipt checker is... Oh my god, My Hero! I love My Hero. I mean, I've said this story 100,000 times.
That was like the first manga I actually saw on Walmart shelves and stuff as well. So yeah. like it permeated like even yeah. Walmart like book like, section.
Yeah. And it happened to me every time I went out. And like, I don't know if you've heard this story, Boom. I know H-Man and Sione had. And if somebody's listening to my content, they probably have. But did I ever tell you about the All Might story when I went to court?
No.
I was dealing with some court stuff and I had to go to the courthouse to drop off paperwork and things like that. So, you know, when you walk into a courthouse, you go to the security, you take your belt off, you take your fucking jacket off, you put all the shit through, right? So I'm going, it's a pretty empty courthouse. You know what I mean? Like there's a couple security guards nearby. It's middle of the day. There's not a lot of people around and it's a fucking courthouse. So it's echoey as shit. I walk in, I put my belt through, I put all my stuff through. I turn around, I'm putting my jacket on. And all I hear in the background is, yeah, oh my, Texas smash, just like that. Literal fucking state trooper decked out in his guard
all
in
right.
the courthouse. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, like I put two and two together. And I was like, all right, Jesus Christ. And that was kind of when I realized like, oh, this shit really like, has like, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't getting recognized in a Walmart. This is not somebody calling your shirt while I'm getting
like in the middle of a courthouse, like, middle of day.
A state trooper standing in the middle of the courthouse. He screamed it like as loud as I just got. That's how he said it. Like, dude scared me. Like, I was like, you know, putting my belt on and was like, what the fuck? And it's like, I haven't seen anything like that. Like, you know, Demon Slayer kind of had that run in 2019, but I feel like My Hero, because of how hype Marvel was at the time,
right,
I think it was like that same type of like superhero story. Like
you're not wrong, that's literally what it was. 100% what it was.
It grabbed the US audience in a way that we haven't seen since DBZ, you know, and it's like I feel like it kind of started a snowball.
And that's actually like a really strong thing to say, is because with DBZ, my best friend growing up was literally making AMVs of like DBZ in like 2003. Like there wasn't a YouTube, there wasn't anywhere to post them. He literally was making AMVs because it was just, he loved Dragon Ball and it was fun to him. Like,
yeah,
he would just share them among friends. Like he had like a little group where they like would trade them back and forth. So yeah, like you saying, like that kind of permeation of culture. And oddly enough, My Hero and at around the same time, like Assassination Classroom is what pulled me back into anime. And then it was like, Black Clover and so on and so on and so on. So yeah, I'm overall, I'm excited for season 6. I gotta binge season 5. I want to get through it. But yeah, I got high hopes, man. Because like I said, the manga goes off later on.
That's what I've heard. I've heard nothing but good things about the direction the story takes. Like I even got warnings leading into part 5 or season 5. And it's like, I didn't like, a lot of people get asked me like, oh, do you not like it? Like, I know I still really like My Hero. It's just, it was slow. Like it was just one of those things where like the training moments are fine, but I don't need to watch something week to week when it's that. It's just like, I would rather just sit down and be like, okay, I have 3 hours. Let's finish this fucking training arc and just watch the whole thing, you know? And that's kind of what I'm waiting for. So like if season 6 is around the corner, I'm probably going to buckle down and finish it soon.
And I think it's such a monetary juggernaut still that like, that's why they continue to like just draw out these seasons a little bit that way. Cause they know that's like, especially younger audiences, there's going to be eyes on it. So, but moving on from
dropped it though.
Oh yeah, you know? Like almost. Literally
I wonder.
No one I knew talked about it.
Yeah, so I wonder if they're going to course correct. Like I wonder if season 6 we're going to see it go back to kind of that. Just because I feel like prior to season 5, I feel like My Hero really was kind of go, and it kind of slowed down at the end of season 4, and then season 5 opened up with the slowness, and I feel like they probably realized that. I would assume, but
season 4's highs were really high. Yes, so like, yeah, I mean, it had some freaking stellar moments, but course correcting into things we're still watching. All right, spring 2022 wrapping up.
Yes, sir.
Overall, what did you guys watch? That was
coming. And Spy Family, obviously, but like as good as Spy Family is, like I cannot recommend it enough. Recommended it to a friend of mine, not much into anime. Like was just looking for anime recommendations. Like, hey, like I'm looking for low stakes, like. You know,
Spy Family is the
normie
show of the season.
Yeah, fucking loved it, and it has a good dub, which also helps.
Oh, okay. I haven't even checked out the dub yet,
but I'm telling you right now, and I'm sure we're gonna get into it. Let's probably go in a loop and then go back to what we want to talk about. Your boy Kung Ming is the sleeper hit, and it is so underrated. I hate it.
All right, Sione, what you watching?
I mean, Komei, of course. Tomodachi game. Solid mental, psychological kind of thriller, kind of in a way.
I'm starting to see more people talk about that as well.
But it's very Squid Game feeling.
Okay.
Like it's like a Squid Game with like more psychological. Basically, story of the premise is you play a game that kind of shows you who your true friends are. And it also includes chat, if that makes sense. So chat's also included in the game. Like it's like a live stream.
And I know it's
it's fucking crazy. It fucks with you a couple times. So that's a solid one. I have not gotten back to Skeleton Knight. I put that one on pause right now so I can go back and binge stuff. Cause like, I
heard a lot of people do.
Yeah.
A lot of the times what I like to do, like for like a lot of these animes, especially like the spring animes, like I like dabbling in a couple, finding a couple I enjoy, but then the rest I kind of put on a back burner so I can just go through on a binge session and just bang out.
Yeah, just pick like, a night and just watch all 12 episodes in one night.
Like, yeah, because it's like you get to a point where like there's only so many you can juggle per week before like you're just like, I don't remember what the fuck's even happening in this anime right now. So yeah, it's one of those where you're like, okay, mental capacity wise and just trying to keep up with it on a week to week basis. Like my memory's bad, dude.
Understandable.
I smoke a lot, right? So like that being said, I'm not going to have the best memory week to week to remember what happened, let alone the comments who are going to be like, how did you miss that, man? Like, what do you mean it happened like 2 weeks ago that this happened and you can't connect the dots? You're like, bro, it was 2 fucking weeks ago.
Yeah,
like, I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
Yeah, understandable.
Especially when you're juggling multiple series. Like, there definitely is. Tough. Like, there's definitely brain overload. Like, I've talked about it before. When I was doing, like, the Patreon level 5 requests, like, it got to the point one day where I sat down to watch, I think it was, like, episode 2 or 3 of Drifters or something like that. And I sat down and I clicked start record and I went to go do my intro. And I was like, I don't remember what the fuck is happening in this series. Like, out of everything left. Yep. And I was enjoying it. And I was like, what? And it was one of those moments where I was like, I've never had that happen. Like, it was literally like everything left. And it was like, well, I don't have time to go back and rewatch these 3-4 episodes. Like, this is supposed to be a single episode recording
like
for a video.
Old school dial tone just starts playing in your brain.
And that was pretty much when I told people, I was like, hey, like going forward, like they either got to be like episode ones where I don't have to have any recollection prior, or I just have to put this on hold. And I ended up doing it because it did. It just became like too many stories to juggle at one time.
Yep. And there's only so much you can keep up with, you know, and like even like for seasonal anime, like they're great. Don't get me wrong. Like you got to really find something that you vibe with and you're like, OK, I can definitely get into this story. Mm. But like I haven't even gone back and done like Shield Hero. Like I did like episode 1 and 2 in Shield Hero. And I was like,
talk about Shield Hero because we got a biggest disappointment.
Let's be honest. Episode 1 of Shield Hero was like, it wasn't bad. It was a solid like 5. Like, unfortunately, it wasn't anything spectacular. It's definitely a low point.
I think. Sucks when like season 1 never went under, in my opinion, like a 7.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good from start to finish. Like a solid.
All right. H-Man, what you watching?
Oh, I mean, I watched the...
okay, give us the short list.
Skeleton Knight, I watched... I think I'm only an episode behind on that. Mm-hmm. And then there's
I caught up last night.
Yeah, and then there's the Trapped in a Dating Sim one. Really, really good. Because it's not at all what the title would make you think it is.
And so they're not trapped in a dating sim?
No, they are trapped in a dating sim, but it's not like they're not playing dating sim. Like they're playing like the rogue character who's just like it's really good. It's just not what you would expect from like the title. But and then the greatest demon lord is reborn as Tibble Nobody. I've been really enjoying that one too. All three of those are really good.
You were praising the shit out of that from episode 1. Do you still feel the same way?
As far as like this season goes, of the other, like of those three shows, I still like the Demon Lord one the most. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All right. This season, I've dipped my toe into like more newer stuff than I usually do, but like the top of my list is Skeleton Knight, Aharon, Spy Family, and Ayashi, which I'm sure I'm butchering all those names. But for those that don't know, Ayashi is we'll talk about underrated anime of the spring because I feel like not enough people are talking about that. But it's a soccer anime, fantastic. Skeletonite, we've already mentioned that three times now, so it's good. Beside, except for that first episode, it gloss over that.
Yeah, gloss
skip that. Real quick. Yeah, that one they didn't need to do that. So I do want to. Have you guys ever eaten something and you're like, I don't know if I like this or not, so you keep eating it, or like your coffee tastes a little weird, but you still drink it.
Yeah, you like you take a couple more sips or a couple more bites, and you're like,
you're trying to figure, you're giving your brain a chance to actually figure it out, right? That's what a Haren is for me. It's about a little high school girl who speaks very quietly, and it's also like about this guy who befriends her and is like they're making their way just through. It's a slice of life. They're making their way through the world of high school, right? You know, it's even got like this like little bit of like will they, won't they, you know. And it's a very sweet show, but it's also one of those where I've watched the whole season and I still don't know if I'm a fan. So I want to say yes at this point, but I'm really not that sure.
I mean,
sure.
You watched, I mean, it hooked you enough to have you watch the whole show, I guess, right?
It did. It's got like the teacher's kind of annoying in it. Like it's got some like overused aspects in it, but it's a show, like, you know, what, how can you overjudge that, right? But yeah, so those are like the main four I've checked out. But like Ruff said with Spy Family, like it is, given the chance, it'll never be as big as Demon Slayer or My Hero, just because those are shonen and those are going to appeal to like a wider audience of like kids and stuff like too, along with like teenagers and young adults. Spy Family has like that family appeal, right? Where literally anybody can sit down and watch Spy Family. I think that wants to enjoy like a little bit of action mixed with like a little bit of slice of life. So it's I don't think it's going to be like a huge hit with like, you know, the boys demographic of 8 to 12, that, you know, they're not going to sell a whole bunch of like Spy Family toys to kids. But like it's definitely that one, like it is the normie anime, and I mean that in a good way, of the spring, where like any like outside of anime fans can enjoy that just as much.
You're trying to introduce someone to anime.
Literally,
like,
the door.
You're not going to be like, hey, go watch Attack on Titan.
Yeah, right.
Like, you've never seen anime before? Bro, what? I got the perfect thing for you. It's got titans, they got smiles.
I mean, if they're a horror fan, yes. Yeah.
Enjoy. You're going to love it to watch with your kids, your daughter who's fucking like 7 years old. It's going
to
be great.
I mean, I wouldn't recommend it to a 7-year-old, but like maybe a horror buff or somebody who's not, you know, doesn't have an issue with gore. I'm not going to be like, yo, go watch Attack on Titan with your 7-year-old.
Yeah, I'm going to sit down with his little one and be like, all right, I'm taking you on an adventure.
You're going to have nightmares for years.
Yeah, I mean, Attack of Titan is for like horror, thriller, action lovers.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but Demon Slayer is the same thing. I wouldn't recommend that to somebody who's super young. Like, that is literally all about eating people and then killing things.
I think recommending Spy Family to
Supernatural now.
Yes.
Huh? Sorry, go ahead.
I was just thinking, like, recommending Spy Family to, like, even, like, friends who are, like married couples who have never seen anime, but, like, want to watch something with the family.
It's a very fun date night anime.
Like it's one of those where you could be like, here, go watch some Studio Ghibli if you want to watch a movie. And if you want to, like, actually watch a show that has, like, more storyline to it, you can go watch some Spy Family. I feel like that's a solid way to suggest someone.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, here, go watch Kaguya-sama. Enjoy. You're gonna love that because it's gonna make total sense. Student council rules like, all.
Yeah, I feel like that's the only thing, right? Like, I feel like Kaguya-sama could be very like could appeal to like the masses here, except for the fact that like I feel like people do not understand how drastically different school is in Japan versus the U.S.
Yes.
Like, yo, we don't clean
there
shit.
There is that disconnect.
We don't clean. You know how y'all like. Switch or people in Japan, like they put their fucking slippers on and they've motherfuckers here like throwing shit at each other in class and like throwing shit at the teacher. And like, dude, I'll never forget, like I had a Spanish class because I moved a lot. I was in like multiple different high schools and our middle schools. Yeah, I was in like four different middle schools in 1 year of eighth grade. So because of, you know, every school teaches at a different rate, my Spanish classes kept fluctuating up and down, where I'd go to one class and they were 2 years where what I learned 2 years prior, and then yada, yada, yada. So I got to the point where I went into high school and they were like, well, you have to go into like this, like level one Spanish. So I was basically in a class with a handful of freshmen who moved from different schools. and then all of the seniors who needed a language credit to graduate. Yeah. And one dude legit like, he opened the window and started smoking a cigarette once inside the classroom, and the teacher like lost her mind. Okay. I mean, there was one time she was mid teaching, and he got up, opened the window for better service, and started talking on his phone, like through a textbook. She left the room crying. Like, it was like, and it wasn't like, that was definitely one of the, you know, worse, you know, classes, but like, that wasn't that uncommon. I'm sure you guys had some common like experiences like that, at least at some point during your school.
I had some crazy class things happen.
Like, students do not respect teachers here. Like, it's I don't know why. I don't know if it's a culture thing or what it is, but
it's like they don't respect the school either, right? Like, yeah.
Even in Japan, right, the smart person kind of gets praised, right? It's like the smart people are usually like popular because they're smart. That's not the case here. You get thrown in.
Well,
a
they also like have, well,
maybe
like
not anymore, but back
two
back
students from the school. Like the class students like take turns like cleaning the class at the end of the day.
Yeah, like that's not a thing. Nah.
Yeah, because usually custodians. It's like, you know,
people are drawing on the back of the bus, like they're in the seat drawing pictures. I mean, dude, I used to bring a pocket knife to school. I used to cut holes in it. I was a piece of shit.
I had the kid on my bus that had the box cutter like cutting the seats up.
I'm a weirdo, H man. I also used to smoke weed on the bus.
I mean. Yeah, shit. Kids were doing drug deals literally in class at my school. Like,
our bus driver threatened to hit the kids. So, like, it was like the opposite, right? Like, mm-hmm. Mans was willing to lose his job just to smack some kids around. Just to show
my god, you know what? I got this. All right, let's move back to anime post show.
Yeah, like, this
crazy
is
ass school discussions.
Yeah,
that's our post show. If you want to hear about how a friend of mine literally grinded up some weed, put it on a scale, and sold it to us on the minibus, hear it in the post show. Patreon.com/NioAnime. I'll explain it in the
We'll get to it in the post show.
We'll get to it in the post show.
Yeah. All
right.
Was Ruffin special ed or was there another reason? Find out later.
Yeah, we'll be sliding into home here soon. So with that being said, what was the most underrated anime of spring 2022 for you guys?
Your boy Kongming.
Kongming.
By a fucking mile.
Yep. Why? Because I hear you guys talking about it. I love the openings because I reacted to them. So
the openings incredible. Like, seriously, go listen to the boy Kongming. Like, my daughter is obsessed with it now. She just comes in, she's like, chicka chicka bong bong, chicka chicka bong bong. Like, just
randomly play in my head.
But it's weird because it is so underrated because it's being completely neglected. The opening got a massive amount of traction. A lot of people hyped it up. Episode one, people were really jazzed about, and then the hype for it kind of died. And I don't know why, because I do feel like it just gets better. But to give like the best explanation I can give without spoiling much, I'm going to spoil basically the first 30 seconds of the fucking show. You know, Kongming is a Chinese. He's a famous person. You can look him up. Like, yeah, he's like a tactician from like the Chinese military. And he gets reincarnated and wakes up many, many years younger than he was in, you know, Tokyo, Japan.
So I want to ask, is it like Misfit of Demon or... Yeah, no. Was it Demon Lord Academy? No, is it like reincarnation like that?
Well, no, he's reborn as himself. It's literally him.
Okay.
No special powers.
But he's
like
not
that.
Like a baby. He gets reborn in like.
What, a grown ass man?
Yeah, I'd say yeah, 20. Man. Yeah.
Oh, no, okay. 20s, 30s, that's what, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was asking. Like, if he was like started off as like a baby again or.
Nah, so he's an old ass like grandpa, like decrepit, looks like he's about to die and then gets reincarnated as like just a slightly younger version, like maybe 40s or something.
Okay.
But he's like, you know, he goes from one old China, choice. Different culture, to Japan, is a military tactician. And he basically, you know, he finds somebody, he falls in love with music, he becomes super into music, and he basically, he's trying to help, you know, your main girl and these people kind of get to the top of their music career, but in a way where he's building these crazy galaxy brain five head, like you can't even comprehend what he's about to do. Like every time he does it, it blows your mind. But what the interesting thing is about it is they explain every single episode, they tell you exactly the fucking military stratagem that he used, and then you have to watch him find a way to implement that military stratagem that he used to win a battle. Bro. In nowadays, you know what I mean, using cell phones and the internet and Twitter and technology, and
it's
like
such a pleasure to watch.
It's hard to play, but it is literally one of the most underrated anime I've ever seen. Like, it's so good. It's not the type of anime I normally watch. It's not a shonen. There is no fights. It's all music, but it is fucking incredible from start to finish.
Yeah,
I'm actually just kind keeps of sold you wondering, on that. Man. Like, you're like, how is he going to implement this? Because at first, like the first couple episodes you're watching, you're like, why are they telling me this? And then once you connect it, you're like, how the fuck is he even going to use this?
Yeah, and then the reveal happens, and you're like, how did he do that? Like, what the fuck? And it's like, it makes sense, but it's like, it's the way it's handled is just so well done. And the finale was absolutely incredible. Like, it's one of those ones where, like, you know what I've talked about? Like, you get those moments, and you're like, I'm going to read the manga because I need to know what the story is. That's right, how I feel. Right. But I refuse to because of the music. Satisfying. I mean, the finale is like 20 minutes of songs. I mean,
it didn't get renewed, did it?
I don't know. But they ended calling it Volume 1. So I'm assuming
it's only on High Dive, right?
Yeah, it's only on High Dive, which I also think contributed to its underrated aspect, I think. I think the problem is, I think the opening got a lot of hype and the episode one reaction got a lot of hype because people probably wanted to check it out. But I feel like it was one of those things where people were like, it looks cool, but I'm not willing to make a new subscription for it. Right? I don't know if I would have if it wasn't for the fact that this is my job and I thought it would do well, right? Because the opening did well on my channel. It didn't. Sure. It bombed. It's one of my lowest performing videos in a long time. I don't give a shit. I've loved it. Normally, I would have dropped it.
Yeah.
Like I usually drop series that perform that low. I couldn't. I refused. I was like, I'll delete it from YouTube after I'm done. I
don't hit.
Like,
yeah.
It's worth it because it's that good. Like, I've even my outros have gone from like, subscribe, check out the Patreon to I don't fucking care if you like this. I don't care if you like. I don't care if you subscribe. I don't care if you sub to my Patreon. This is what I want you to do. Please recommend this show to somebody that you think might like it. Like, that's what I've been telling people to do for quite a few videos now because it's just. It's not getting the love it deserves, and
get
I can't
the word out there enough. For it. I mean, is that same for you, Sioni? Is that your underrated?
Yeah, it's 100% underrated. Like for my oddly enough, it's actually the opening reaction for my channel was the highest video I've ever done, which is I had 100k views on it.
Yo, let's go, dude.
Dude, episode one, two did really well. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 died. Yeah. Just
completely died.
So, I mean, you guys really do think where it's like, oh, this is on High Dive. I wonder what this is about. And then once they kind of get the gist,
and then why? And again, we've talked about it before. Why would you watch somebody react to a show you haven't seen? It's dumb.
True.
You don't.
That's
right?
True.
You watch like, a reaction because you want to see the reaction to the stuff that you liked.
Literally, 80% of my comments are like, "I'm glad I can rewatch this with you."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
kind of thing.
I mean, that's what reactions are, at least in my opinion, at least for episodic series. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference between like, I like this guy, so I'm going to watch him laugh at memes, you know, but yeah, I don't know. It's definitely a series that like I can't recommend enough. And if you guys like, yes, everybody should be watching Spy Family because it is that good. And I want to make sure that you guys know, like, we're not discrediting Spy Family in any way. Spy Family's fucking incredible.
No, it's not
one
underrated.
Of my favorite. Yeah, it's one of my favorite animes, but it's getting the love it deserves. And Kong Ming is not. At all.
Yeah, Spy Family definitely took a lot of the hype for the entire season. Like, I genuinely don't know if I could name a singular show that I think is just underrated, because I think so many just got forgotten because of how brightly Spy Family started to shine around like episode 5, where everyone was just just all Spy Family.
Apparently with Spy Family too, a lot of like the dodgeball episode, the castle episode, like, a lot of that apparently was filler that wasn't in the manga, and it was so good that people actually preferred the anime parts to that as opposed to the manga.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, so, a lot of people like, in my comments are saying
like,
that, yeah.
So, like, even when they get their own chance to shine, they're knocking it out of the park, and, like, people are falling in love with it. So,
I am excited, though. Like, I will say, like, the biggest thing for me with Spy Family is this is kind of the first series of, like, of this type of series that is kind of gotten into the mainstream as much as it has.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like generally with anime that the shit that really gains traction is usually really intense fights. I feel like a lot of people, you know, and of course I'm referring to US and I'm not talking about like Japan. I know Japan's very different.
Like, yeah. I feel like we can't speak on what they do.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people watch anime for fights. I know I did for a very long time. I know a lot of other people did. Like, I feel like that's how a lot of people get into it. And Spy Family being such a different anime, such an anime that I generally don't watch. And it's been so incredible and has been doing so well. I hope that it opens the doors. And I feel like Spy Family is that anime that is going to open the doors for a lot of anime fans who maybe have only watched shonens or only have watched, you know, whatever. And now they're like, oh my God, like, anime actually can tell a story. And like, yes, Spy Family has its moments, you know, where they it's actiony, I guess. But that is not the highlight at all.
They do a good job too of like keeping it in the sense of old school horror, where they're they're showing like when Yor's absolutely going shit house on people, right? They're showing that off camera, like they're showing the after effects, they're showing the end results, but they're not really showing her just story absolutely focused. Obliterating people. It continues to like be, and you know, Anya is the star of the season.
She's fucking adorable, dude.
I don't think anybody's gonna pretend like I hate kids. I genuinely do. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't have anything against kids. I just don't want any myself.
It's
one of those things. But like, dude, her as a character, super, it like many layers. She's like Shrek. She's like an onion, where, you know, like she's got her own secrets to hide even at such a young age, and now she has like all this pressure on her, you know, growing up.
I will say too, like, as the only like parent in the group, like somebody who has a daughter who's, you know, 3.5, Anya being like 4 or 5 years old, I think she's supposed to be like 5 or almost
really 6. Relatable.
Bro, they nailed it. I mean, like, right. Anya in the anime, that's how fucking children of that age act, and it's wild to me. Like, it's they did such a good job. Like, the author must be a parent. I don't think there's any universe that the author isn't a parent. I don't know how to check that, but because I don't know the author's name, but that there's, I can't imagine that somebody who is not a parent was able to write, unless maybe they like grew up with like a really young sibling and they were older enough to like remember it, but they did such a good job with it, like nailing the family. And it's such a cool concept. Like the idea of just like a spy and an assassin living together with a child who can read minds, you know? Like that's the premise without really spoiling and it's not much. And it's like, and it's it adds this uniqueness that like when a scene is happening and the characters are in their thoughts, it feels different when Anya's in the room, because you're like, oh my god, how is she gonna react? Right? Because she is this little kid that like she can't really comprehend the severity of it. And she reacts in a way that a child that can't understand the severity of it is. And it's just, it's so good.
I find it so ironic that literally her favorite show is the spy TV show.
It adds to it, right? Like, I love that too.
It's one of those where it's like,
well, to an extent, they can use that to tell a story, because they did the same thing in like the 2012 version of Ninja Turtles, where they would watch like a Star Trek esque episode, and literally whatever happened in the show that they were watching would happen in the episode. So it was literally like a parallel storytelling. But my underrated anime of the season, and I'm going to go ahead and say it now, because I literally think in the next 12 episodes that it's going to have, I'm not going to be able to call it underrated anymore, is Ayashi. It's a soccer anime. Apparently it's done by the same people who did Haikyuu. And you can, and if it is, you can definitely see it. And if it's not, they definitely looked at Haikyuu and was like, that's a really good idea. But dude, it's kind of got everything, right? Like it's got like that shonen battle aspect of like when the soccer games are happening, like, you know, the when you're watching them play the volleyball game in Haikyuu, it's got like, it's actually about the game itself, right? There's not like any kind of like external thing that's like happening in their minds. It's just literally breaking the game down to its most interesting points. And that happens in Ayashi as well. And then it's like, you know, it's like this dude who has like amazing raw talent, but he knows literally fuck all about soccer. And so he's literally put in this world where, you know, like there's a couple of coaches that see like what he can become, but everybody on the field kind of hates him because, you know, he's still kind of a ball hog. He doesn't know how to like really actually play soccer yet. He just knows how to score. And so it's one of these things. As soon as this is able to hit, like word of mouth gets out about this show, like I think it has that possibility to be as big as Haikyuu. Like will it ever be? Who knows? But I mean, it's only halfway through the season, because it's, instead of doing 2 12 episodes, it's going to a full 24 all the way through the summer. So it's gonna have its chance to shine. So what
do you think the name will affect it? Because I know we've talked about this before, that like it seems like anime that have hard to pronounce or hard to write names, that like outside of Japan, you know what I mean? Like once you get into English speaking countries and it's a hard thing to like write out, I feel like that tends to cause those anime to like not do as well.
I think they don't give it an English name. And I'm saying that, and I know people listening to this podcast, you're gonna be like, but how? you're already an, like, no one that's not an anime fan is probably going to find this podcast unless it's our parents listening. Yeah. So it's going to be one of those things where, like, the name's not going to be a problem for you because, like, you just accept it because it's the kid's name, right? Like, yeah, his name is Ayo Ashi.
Yeah, so, like, I can say it, but it's one of those things, right? Like, without you telling me right now, if I were to go spell it, I'm probably going to butcher that spelling. I also know within the next hour and a half, I'm not going to remember that name because it's not a common name that I have in my mind, right? I think I like using Misfit of Demon King Academy as an example because I feel like it was an underrated anime that came out, was a sleeper hit. Great. Everybody loved it. And it's weird because it's one of those series that has a really long title that usually hurts it, but I feel like it didn't because it is so simple to remember, right? Mm-hmm. I know how to spell the word misfit. I know, well, I can't even say me.
But you can also say misfit and
English speaking,
like,
people know how to spell the words that are in that title, right? Yeah, and I feel
you
like
can call it misfit. Like you know, are
even
right,
even Haikyuu, right? Know. Like, yeah, even Haikyuu, it's one of those things where, like, okay, it might be spelled a little different. Like, there's debate on if Haikyuu has one U or two. But, like, if you type it in and then put anime after, regardless of how you spell Haikyuu, it's going to come up.
So, and I do think that could work against it. But I think for how good it actually is, it may, like, I'm hoping, like, it's going to be one of those things where if you just type in soccer anime,
it'll come up. Like you it'll think it'll up. Really. It's that good. You know, like, you like as a sports fan and like a sports anime fan.
It's for those who know, I am a huge sports fan. I am the sports nut of the group. I literally have two different baseball teams on my body. Yeah. So, like, I have a Dodgers shirt and a Cardinals hat on, which is kind of like mixing chocolate and battery acid, but you know, it's just don't tell anybody that like sports outside of this, all right? But no, it's one of those things that the name could hurt it, but I'm hoping like it's good enough to actually like overcome
that
like you said, like like we can say Misfit, we can say My, like we don't even have to say Academia, we can say My Hero. You know, it's, I mean, because Kuroko's kind of like broke out a little bit like that, but like that name could have hurt it as well. It'll be interesting to see, but I think it's gonna make it. Like the animation looks phenomenal. The character designs are really good. It's got awesome characters. It deserves to actually get attention.
Cool. H-Man, did you give your underrated one?
He said none of them because Spy Family's shown.
I said I couldn't list a single one because going into the season, definitely expected Shield Hero and Spy Family to be like the big names, but it ended up just being Spy Family. Like stole the entire season.
So I was going to ask biggest disappointment, but are we kind of across the board is Shield Hero? 100%
Shield Hero. And like, yo, take it with a grain of salt. I've only watched the first episode.
I've watched the first three.
But when I say every single person I know who watched and loved the first season, I know.
He's going into a Shakespearean like science.
I literally don't know a single person who chose not to watch it. Shield Hero. I tried to force that one out and I almost fucked up even though I knew I planned on saying it and I
thou
still
art
like
shite
stuttered. When you fuck it up flawlessly and then when you try to say it you fuck up trying to say it.
No, it dude, that sucks, right? Like Shield Hero is one of those where it was like, you know, you always got like your background shows that for me that's like One Punch Man. Shield Hero season one, because like, you know, you want the like decent dubs and like the shows you enjoy, and both of those unfortunately
you can watch without having to give your full attention to
Big shout out, and I butcher his last name, but the man who voiced Nafumi in season one dub just passed away, so you know.
Wait, what?
In the chat. Yeah, he died.
Not know that.
Oh, really? Dude, okay,
I didn't know that. Wait, what? The voice actor for Nafumi season one?
Yeah, Nafumi was actually replaced for
sub?
The dub.
Okay.
Billy Kamitz.
Damn.
He literally passed away, I think, about, at this point, 2 weeks ago. He unfortunately had, we don't have to get into, you know, he was sick, unfortunately.
Rest in peace.
So, like, because I was told that, he was exchanged for someone else, and I was like, yo, like, he was great. Like, what happened? And it's because he got sick, so someone else actually had to take his place. Which makes me wonder if that's why they may have delayed it?
Maybe. It's definitely, you know, a possibility.
Because, you know, it was I think it was delayed twice.
Because it was the season two is not his voice, right? Like, at all.
No, yeah, he does not voice.
That's why. Okay, I was wondering. I was like, dude, it felt different. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. The guy is very close. Like, I will give him credit. He sounds a little more chattish. Yeah. You know, like, like now, we got a little more bass. But it's definitely one of those, like, yeah, you can tell it's not the same guy. But yeah, that is what happened. So shout out to him. Ouch, may he rest in peace, because dude was phenomenal. He also did like a couple other higher profile roles as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man. But I think that, you guys got anything else to add? We should be at time almost, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
sounds about right. Yo, thank you all so much for listening. Remember to go rate us 5 stars on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, iTunes, same goddamn thing, but you know what I mean. Spotify also got reviews now. Go check that out. Check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/nani-no-anime. Obviously, you get the video version of this podcast. We have the video version of the One Piece Manga Bros podcast over there as well, or you could get that on audio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You know the drill. It's pretty much everywhere. We're also doing a ton of different reactions. We've been doing Gravity Falls. We've been doing Owl House. I was actually just thinking about it. Maybe we'll do a big discussion next time where we talk about Owl House, since we're coming kind of to the close of that series. Highly recommend those shows. Go check it out. Even if you want some recommendations for shows and you're not a reaction person, you'll probably find some shows you might like, you might enjoy. They're pretty freaking solid.
I was suggesting Owl House to my parents.
Yeah, like, it's a great show. Like, you should watch it. Really is. Highly, highly recommend it. We'll talk about it more in the future. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know what you think about, you know, us kind of switching hosts on and off. And go to Patreon if you want the post show, because we're going to go talk about some traumatic childhood experiences. Later.